One of the Torah's signature literary techniques is the use of textual echoes, the repetition of roots, words, or phrases that call us back to an earlier moment in the text. The echo establishes an associative link between the earlier passage and the latter, and encourages us to consider comparisons between two different sections of the Torah. In Parshat Vayechi, we're given the epitome of all echoing phrases, one that became a symbol for the power of echoing itself. In the very last lines of the book of Genesis, Yosef turns to his brothers and offers them one final message with a promise that sounds like a prophecy. Vayomer Yosef el Achav, Anochi met, ve'Elohim pakod yifkod etchem. Yosef said to his brothers, I am dying, but God will surely attend to you, pakod yifkod, and bring you up from this land to the land that God swore to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Yosef made the children of Israel swear, saying, when God does attend to you, pakod yifkod, then bring my bones up from here. In these two lines, one verb stands out, recurring four times, with the root pe kuf dalet. It's a difficult word to translate. It can, in various contexts, mean attend, appoint, remember, count, watch over, deposit, seek, all of which are versions of giving someone special attention or designation. In this case, we'll translate it as attend. Yosef's use of the verb itself is doubled, pakod yifkod, a stylistic device in ancient Hebrew used to create emphasis. Then Yosef repeats the doubled phrase in two successive verses, so the doubling has been doubled. We are undoubtedly meant to notice this word. There's already, even within these two verses, a sort of echoing. But these words also echo earlier moments in Yosef's life. This verb has been following him around for a while now, especially as it connotes appointment. When Yosef was first sold into slavery and landed in Potiphar's house in Egypt, we were told that Vayimtza Yosef chen beinav, Yosef found favor in his master's eyes, who made Yosef his personal assistant, Vayafkidehu, and appointed him in charge of his house, placing in his hands all that he owned. And from the time that he appointed, Hifkid, appointed him over his house and all that he owned, God blessed the house of the Egyptian because of Yosef, so that the blessing of the Eternal was upon everything he had, in the house and in the field. Despite his lowly station, Yosef seems to naturally ascend to positions of authority. Eventually, he's framed for a crime and winds up in prison, but even there we read, Vayifkod sar hatvachim et Yosef, the captain of the guard, appointed Yosef in charge of two other prisoners, and he took care of them. Yosef is finally taken out of prison and brought to the palace to interpret Pharaoh's disturbing dreams. After warning Pharaoh of a coming famine, Yosef recommends specific action. And now he uses the verb himself. Vata, now let Pharaoh find someone who is understanding and wise and place him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint appointees, Vayafked Pgidim, over the land. Notice the doubling in Yosef's phrasing, Vayafked Pgidim. This couplet acts as a kind of a prelude to the Pakod Yifkod from our Parsha. It's as if we're witnessing Yosef begin to slowly formulate the code that he will one day pass on to his brothers. Here it's not yet a message for the children of Israel, but it is a plan for salvation delivered in God's name. Yosef has been pukad, appointed, again and again. He will, of course, be the one appointed by Pharaoh as well. He always seems to be the right person for the job, and the result of his appointment is that, through him, God's blessing can come into all that is under his domain. So, when Yosef tells his brothers, Pakod Yifkod, he surely has some sense of himself as someone who has been appointed by God to bring salvation. When he says that God, Yifkod, will attend and appoint, he's imagining another figure one day taking his place as the savior of the people. That figure will be Moshe, the appointed savior of the Book of Exodus. The doubled phrasing then also acts as a foreshadowing of the pairing of Yosef and Moshe, God's two pekidim, appointed ones. In fact, this phrase will connect Yosef to Moshe directly. In the third chapter of the Book of Exodus, God has just appeared to Moshe at the burning bush. God has called upon Moshe to go back to Egypt to free the children of Israel and gives Moshe specific language to announce upon his return. Lech v'asafta et ziknei Yisrael. Go and gather the elders of Israel and say to them, the Eternal, the God of your ancestors, has appeared to me, the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and said, I have surely attended, pakod pakadati, I have surely attended to them and to what has been done to them in Egypt. There's that verb again, and again it is doubled. It's in slightly different form because God is speaking rather than being spoken of, so pakadati, I have attended, not yifkod, God will attend, but the meaning is the same. It appears to be a direct reference. God is, so to speak, quoting Yosef, even as God fulfills Yosef's words, as if to say, remember what Yosef promised? Now it's coming true. A midrash in Shemot Rava makes this explicit. Amar lo, masorahi biyadam. God said to Moshe, they have a tradition in their hands from Yosef that I would redeem them with exactly this language. Go and say to them, this is the sign, zeh siman. The Ramban quotes this midrash and explains that it was specifically the doubled pekida that let them know that Moshe was the true redeemer. The language, the wording itself, is the sign, like a secret password handed down from generation to generation. When the people heard Moshe say the magic words, they knew their redemption was at hand. The Torah's own language supports this theory, for when Moshe and Aaron go back and repeat all of God's words to the elders of Israel, Vayamen ha'am, vayishmu ki pakad Hashem et bnei Yisrael. The people believed when they heard that the Eternal had attended, pakad, to the children of Israel, and that God had seen their suffering, and they bowed their heads to the ground. They heard that God attended. That was what they were waiting to hear, and so they believed. They dropped and bowed to the ground in awe. The time had finally come. When we spot the doubled pei kuf dalet here in Exodus, we're able to share in the sense of recognition that the Israelites must have felt when they heard the password. If we, reading carefully, are able to hear the echo of Yosef's promise in Genesis, now reverberating in God's message in Exodus, our own act of parshanut reenacts the wonder of that moment of revelation. The textual echo of Pakod Yifkod is a manifestation of the message it contains. As God attends, so God will attend. As these words have appeared before, so will they appear again. We believe in God's deliverance from suffering because we have seen it before. Yosef knows it from the story of his life. We know it by paying attention to the recurring words that signal a pattern of salvation from Yosef to Moshe, from Genesis to Exodus, from exile to redemption. May we merit to hear the sounds of the final redemption echoing throughout the land.